Negotiations between these two men have failed to secure a deal on legal immunity for American forces, an issue that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry insisted very much on during his two-day visit to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Kerry did all what he could to retain immunity for American forces from Afghan law. But the issue of jurisdiction remained unresolved. Now to Kerry, no legal immunity means no military boots in this country.
If the issue of jurisdiction cannot be resolved, then, unfortunately, there cannot be a bilateral security agreement.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai left the demand to Afghan tribal leaders and lawmakers to decide whether to accept it in a lawyer jirga. The lawyer jirga, or Grand Assembly, would be held in the coming weeks. But most of the lawmakers have already made their mind. They do not want U.S. forces to remain immune from the laws and stay here.
Do you know what will happen if we let them have legal immunity? They will set up their permanent military bases and continue their air strikes, and only our innocent people would be killed.
Unfortunately, the presence of foreign troops has not helped us very much. Now they want to stay here permanently. They have very sensitive demands. Legal immunity is one of them. We are going to take this issue very seriously because we do not want our people to suffer more than this.
They do not want what happened on these civilians to be repeated. These men escaped unharmed from a U.S. shooting in Kandahar last year. But they lost their families. It was Robert Bales, an American soldier who stepped out of his base, entered into their homes and shot them one by one. Robert Bales was flown to Kuwait and then to Washington. Injustice has not been done. But it was not an isolated, tragic story. Many more such attacks have happened in Afghanistan, where innocent civilians have lost their lives, and their relatives are still demanding justice. So while the participants of the lawyer jirga sign the security deal and give legal immunity to the U.S. forces, the answer to this question is both yes and no. Many here believe if independent tribal elders and lawmakers are invited, it would be too difficult for the U.S. to get what they're looking for, but Washington may be able to get this deal signed if only those who are on their payroll are invited in this big meeting. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.